Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The CDC's confirmed a second case of a bird flu in a person, this one in Michigan, and like the prior case in Texas, the patient, a farm worker, as bird flu moves through dairy cattle. The symptoms are mild, and officials say there is still a low risk to the public. A hearing in former President Trump's classified documents case grew heated. ABC Stephen Portnoy says the judge was being asked to dismiss the case.
The attorney for Trump body man Walt Nauta argued his client was being punished for his failure to cooperate with the investigation. Prosecutor David Harbaugh called that a garbage argument. Nauta is accused of helping move documents around Mar-a-Lago after investigators came calling. Never-before-seen security images of Nauta, with boxes in hand, were unsealed in court papers this week.
As President Biden hosts the president of Kenya, a federal judge in California has granted his son Hunter's request to delay his federal tax trial to September. His trial on gun charges is still set for next month. This is ABC News. Britain's prime minister has announced a snap summer election after new numbers show a drop in UK inflation.
Far behind in the polls, Rishi Sunak's rolling the dice on an early election. Outside a rainy 10 Downing Street, the prime minister.
Earlier today, I spoke with His Majesty the King to request the dissolution of Parliament. The King has granted this request, and we will have a general election on the 4th of July.
The last time there was a rare summer election here was in 1945, and the Labour Party romped to victory in a landslide. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Britain's had a conservative-led government for the past 14 years. Apple Music taking a shot at a list of the 100 best albums of all time. This is number one, Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Her 1998 solo project beat out Michael Jackson's Thriller, which came in two. Abbey Road from the Beatles was third. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 50s tonight. Sunshine for tomorrow, maybe a late day storm and a high near 80. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday. The wind starts to pick up as well. It cools down to the upper 60s for a high. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. It's 69 degrees right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Utility crews across southern Wisconsin are working to restore power in the wake of severe storms with strong winds that ripped across the southern part of the state Tuesday night. The activity brought down trees and power lines and left some 70,000 utility customers without power as of early Wednesday morning. Bond is set at $1.5 million for a 20-year-old Janesville man accused in the March stabbing death of his 8-year-old sister. Davion Lathrop appeared before a Rock County judge on Tuesday on charges of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. He's due back in court June 7th. Another successful spring drug take-back day in Wisconsin. The Department of Justice says the state ranked number 2 throughout the nation for the most prescription medications collected, more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medications.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK system sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on Steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Now at Durant Smokehouse, just in time for the Memorial Day holiday, the annual brat sale. All brats are 2 packages for $14. Fully brat packages are 2 for $16. It's the annual brat sale now at Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Durand City Council will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on borrowing $550,000 from Security Financial Bank for capital projects, borrowing $1 million from SFB for the pool project, and possible action on negotiations to form a regional fire district. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It will also be live streamed on the video streaming page of the WRDN website. The identity of the man killed in a motorcycle accident in the town of New Haven Saturday has been released. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, Joshua Martell of Clear Lake was killed when he lost control of his motorcycle on 145th Street, just north of Highway K. Martell died at the scene of the accident. Alcohol is believed to have contributed to that accident. A local real estate developer and town board supervisor is throwing his hat into the ring to represent the 93rd Assembly District. James Robolecki made his campaign announcement at the Eau Claire County Republican Party headquarters Tuesday. At a press conference, Robolecki said he wants to focus on transportation, education, and cutting taxes. He also spoke about supporting small businesses. He now joins Democrats Nicholas Butler and Christian Phelps in running for the seat that's being vacated by current Representative Warren Petrick, who announced he would not run for re-election on Monday. Get ready for the noise. The DNR says the cicadas have started to come out in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it confirmed the emergence of the cicadas in southern Wisconsin. The DNR says the 17-year brood 13 cicadas are the only one known to emerge in Wisconsin, and those only appear in the state's southern counties. Other parts of the Midwest will see both the brood 13 and brood 19 cicadas this year. Conservation managers say the bugs will continue to come out through the end of next month. Then they won't be seen again in Wisconsin until 2041. A Rochester City Council member is calling her ejection from a Monday meeting an abuse of power by the council president. Molly Dennis sent an email to council members and city staffers yesterday challenging the decision by Council President Brooke Carlson. Carlson asked Dennis to leave the meeting during a discussion of the city's policy on unpaid parking tickets. Dennis defended her actions, saying her attention deficit disorder was responsible for her interruptions during Monday's meeting. Dennis asked for information about filing an ethics complaint, though she did not say if she plans to file a complaint against Carlson. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The Durand, Arkansas School District has a new superintendent. The Durand, Arkansas School Board approved a contract this week with Dr. Ryan Nelson. Nelson has 13 years of experience as an administrator and is currently the superintendent of the Augusta School District. Nelson will begin his duties at Durand, Arkansas, July 1st. We're still waiting to see what kind of storm hit in Buffalo and Trempealeau counties last night. The two counties look to be taken the hardest hit in western Wisconsin after last night's round of severe weather. There were tornado warnings for both counties, but it's unclear if a tornado actually touched down. Utility crews may also have some work to do this morning after last night's severe weather. Riverland Energy reported widespread power outages in Buffalo and Trempealeau counties, while Xcel Energy last night said the storms knocked out power to people across the area, though the hardest hit areas look to be near Maiden Rock and Elmwood in Pierce County and Baldwin and Hammond in St. Croix County. Someone mailed something to the NBC television affiliate in Eau Claire. Station managers at WEAU yesterday said someone mailed a suspicious substance to the station that forced an evacuation and brought Eau Claire firefighters rushing to the station. The substance turned out to be what firefighters are calling, quote, a non-hazardous food substance, unquote. No one was hurt. Everything at the station returned to normal. Amtrak on Tuesday inaugurated its new Borealis service that connects Chicago, Milwaukee, and the Twin Cities. But what about taking the train from Milwaukee to Green Bay for next year's NFL draft? Wisconsin Deputy Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says that's being explored.
We're looking at what we can do right now. So there are some track updates that are needed, but I have a meeting tomorrow to talk about what we might do on a short-term basis to help facilitate that transportation of the people that need to get up to need and want to get to Green Bay for the NFL draft.
Boardman joined local officials as the St. Paul-bound Borealis made a stop at the Milwaukee Airport Station. Now, the new service leaves St. Paul at midday and Chicago late mornings and makes all existing stops on Amtrak's Empire Builder and Hiawatha routes. That includes stops in Red Wing and in Winona. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agent's working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters.
We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Mayo Clinic is introducing its latest group of peregrine falcon chicks to the public. The Mayo Clinic has been tracking falcon activity on top of its building in Rochester since 1987. A pair of falcons has lived atop the building since 2016, and the clinic has teamed up with the Midwest Peregrine Society to band and track any chicks born there. The three chicks introduced this week were named Oinix, Andrea, and Heritage. They should grow to full size over the next 3 weeks and will remain in the Rochester area for at least another month. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
NASCAR fines Stenhouse, suspends crew. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
NASCAR officials announced penalties today stemming from the fracas that boiled over in the pits following Sunday's 40th running of the NASCAR All-Star Race. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has been fined $75,000 for punching Kyle Busch in the face following an early on-track tangle between himself and the Richard Childress Racing driver. Two members of the number 47 JTG Doherty race team have been suspended as well. Mechanic Clint Myrick will miss the next 8 NASCAR Cup Series events, while tuner Keith Matthews will sit out 4 races. Stenhouse's father, Richard, has been indefinitely suspended for his part in the brawl. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has worked hard trying to figure out what he can do to eliminate his hamstring issues. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said,
"Time will tell. I mean, certainly you got to get through the entire offseason into training camp, and there's a lot of volume in training camp. So I think we get through that, then we'll feel pretty good about it. But both he and Stokes look like they're in probably the best shape I've seen either one of them."
Brewers and Marlins close out their three-game series in Miami tonight. They split the first two games of the series, with the Brewers coming from behind last night to pull out a 7-5 win. Freddy Peralta starts for the Crew tonight. NBA's Western Conference Finals tip off tonight, with Minnesota hosting Dallas in Game 1 at the Target Center. Last night, Boston knocked off Indiana 133-128 in overtime to grab Game 1 of that Eastern Conference Final. NHL, the New York Rangers hosting Florida, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is a huge week for spring sports playoffs, as almost every sport gets its postseason underway. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It will be an absolute sprint to the finish as we wrap up the spring sports seasons over the coming weeks, with multiple postseason events nearly every day and championships most weekends. Up first was the start of the softball playoffs, with opening regional action last Thursday, though only a few games were contested. Things really heat up this Tuesday for softball. Track and field regional meets were held earlier this week on Monday, with sectionals Thursday evening around the state, as athletes try to qualify for the WIAA state meet to be held next Friday and Saturday. This week also begins tennis and boys golf postseason play. Last week we also got the release of the baseball playoff brackets, as postseason begins on the diamond on Thursday. In the most recent and final baseball coaches poll, Aquinas moves to the top of the D3 rankings, while Sun Prairie East, Mosinee, and Johnson Creek are again the top-ranked teams in their respective divisions. We're getting down to the end of the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets recently, as the tournament gets started Thursday for girls and Friday for boys. There are just two sectionals for each, with Wanakee and Nina grabbing the number one seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls lacrosse went to University School and Kettle Moraine Badger. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages state citizens to avoid the crowds this Memorial Day weekend. Instead, visit one of the Badger State's Hidden Gem State Parks. There's more than 100 unique state properties out there to explore. More details when we return, but first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR reminds the public that the state's most popular parks likely will have heavy crowds during the holiday weekend. The agency encourages visitors to explore hidden gem properties and reduce crowds at the most attended parks. More than 20 million people visit Wisconsin state parks every year.
With 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and several state recreation areas, wild rivers, and flowages to explore, there are plenty of places to find your adventure while avoiding the crowds. Examples include the 6 miles of Sandy Lake, Michigan beachfront at Point Beach State Forest. Paddle the backwaters of the Mississippi River at Wyalusing State Park near Prairie du Chien. There's also Tower Hill State Park near Spring Green and southeastern Wisconsin's vast and underused Kettle Moraine State Forest. For ideas, use the DNR's Find a Park tool at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 50s tonight. Sunshine for tomorrow, maybe a late day storm and a high near 80. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday. The wind starts to pick up as well. It cools down to the upper 60s for a high. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 69 degrees right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets that saw another interesting movement of trade. Of course, we saw the higher numbers in the corn and the beans. A drop in the wheat, something we haven't seen in the last couple of days for them. Cattle continued higher, and I think this is now, what, day 8 or 9 of the lean hog complex continue to see some negativity. And don't forget that at 1 o'clock this afternoon, we got that announcement coming from the feds as they talked about their meetings. So that's where we're going to start. Arlen Suderman joins us today. Of course, he is with StoneX. And Arlen, give us your takeaway. The Fed information, what is this curtail and what's it going to mean for us moving forward?
Yeah, this is the minutes of the Fed meeting that was on April 30th and May 1st. And we saw the official statement from them holding the line, no rate cuts at that meeting. But they did start slowing the pace at which they were doing their monetary tightening or shrinking the balance sheet. Shrinking the balance sheet means that they're reducing the amount of debt certificates that they would buy on a monthly basis, trying to kind of pull stimulus out of the economy. But they kind of picked up that pace once again, starting with the May meeting, because we're starting to see the amount of money sloshing around in the system dry up. And that means that as we have more debt certificates and we have demand for buyers, that interest rates start going up. And they wanted to prevent that from happening. And so, therefore, that means they'll be buying more of those debt certificates as they mature. They go ahead and buy them back. Probably a better way to say it rather than letting them just drop onto the market. So the minutes of the meeting, though, give us greater insight into kind of the mood of the room as they were talking about the policy statement. And basically what those minutes revealed is that they're still confident they're on the right track. I mean, they say they're committed to a 2% inflation mandate. We've been above 3% for 3 years plus, but they want to keep doing more of the same. They paused their rate hikes last July, and they've been paused ever since. They stated at the May meeting that the next move they make will all unlikely be a rate cut. They kind of ruled out any rate hikes. And so they're saying we're going to keep doing what we've been doing until we get closer to that 2% mandate. The problem is we're not getting there, and those minutes reflect doubts about getting there. so it was kind of a mixed message in those minutes saying, yeah, we believe in continuing the policy we're on and staying on that same path that we're on and keeping rates higher until we get closer to 2%. We're starting to have some doubts about whether that's being effective or not.
So what does this mean for agriculture? Where do we go from here as that information kind of continues to be digested?
Well, great question. I think the story for agriculture is that we're still at risk of higher interest rates. And while we get these fluctuations and periodic opportunities, shall we say, in dips, there's a growing consensus out there that we're probably going to be returning to interest rates more common during the 90s and early 2000s. And frankly, many of us are old enough to remember rates much higher than that. And certainly I remember when we got our first mortgage at 10%, we felt pretty lucky to have that when we bought our first house. And there's a lot of people out there too young to remember that. And when you look at when the millennials started working, interest rates were low, and that's all they've known during their working careers is low interest rates near zero. And so now if we go back up to that more, shall we say, normal level, what we saw in the 90s, early 2000s, that could be a painful period. But for agriculture, that means managing your interest expense, managing your capital, working capital levels, et cetera. And I think that's going to be one of the keys. And the higher the interest rates are, that means the more carry we get in the market. In other words, premium of the deferred futures contracts when we're in times of surplus supply. That's another factor that if you have that on-farm storage, you can make work for you with storage hedges, et cetera, when the time's appropriate as well. So it has a lot of implications across agriculture. It does say that the Fed is still committed to trying to hold the economy down until we get to that 2% level because they don't want to make the same mistake that they made back in 1980, reducing rates too soon, having inflation really take off on us. And we know that was a very dark time for agriculture in the 80s.
So head over to what we're seeing in the Black Sea region. What are you hearing about their wheat conditions at this point?
Yeah, first of all, let's say that the market rallied a little bit prematurely. Is the potential there for story? Absolutely. I think the wheat story right now is one of the most intriguing stories we have in the commodity sector. Because we have seen supplies, world wheat supplies continue to tighten over the last 4 or 5 years. 53% of those wheat stocks are in China and are never going to see the light of day of the world wheat market. So we can take that off. If you look at major exporter stocks, they've been trending lower and are relatively snug levels. But we really haven't been paying attention to that because Russia and Ukraine were dumping record amounts of cheap wheat onto the world market. If you do something to threaten that supply coming from the Black Sea, then that's a game changer. And so the southern 50% of Russia and the eastern 75% of Ukraine, those two countries are a third of our world exporters. Those areas are now covered with drought, and it's continuing to move forward. And we've also had some freeze damage in that area as well, especially on the Russian side of the border. How bad is the damage? Well, June is really the critical month. If the weather would change now, we could still make back a lot of that yield potential. But if it stays on the path it's on, we could see much smaller production estimates and totally change the world trade system.
All right, well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's happening weather-wise here. How's that affecting the planting? And is that little bit of discussion we started seeing about switching from corn to beans and beans to corn going to come true? We've got more coming up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. We kind of left off talking what was happening in the Black Sea region. Let's bring it closer to home. And Arlen, what are you seeing here? Because we've had a lot of rains move through this Midwest. We've got a lot of fields that still have not been planted, whether it's corn or beans. Does that bring up any marketing concerns?
Well, it is a concern, and we're watching it very closely. I think, first of all, we need to realize that we're not in the situation we were in 2019. In fact, corn planting progress as of Sunday was at 70%, essentially matching up with the five-year average. Soybeans at 52%, again, essentially matching with the five-year average. So the market says, okay, we're fine. That five-year average was actually about 9 points or so lower than what it would have been because of 2019. So 2019 really pulled that average down. So in essence, we're still kind of on the slow side. But as we look at where it's most critical, northwestern Midwest, Minnesota, the Dakotas, that area saw tremendous progress in the latest week. In fact, South Dakota had more progress than anybody else, planting 34% of their crop last week. Next was North Dakota at 29% of the crop, Wisconsin at 26% of the crop, etc. Where the delays were last week was in eastern Midwest, and this week is where they're making a lot of progress there. And then the rains that are here in the west now move to the east and bring that to a halt there. But then the 6 to 10 day outlook really looks good right now. The problem has been sometimes in the past moving those dry periods, those dry windows forward in the forecast. So we'll have to watch that, but we're still cautiously optimistic. The models are still continuing to move that dry phase forward. And if we do that, the market's going to assume that farmers do what farmers do, and they're going to plant the crops, even if they're a few days late, they're going to plant them. And then they'll start worrying as we go through the growing season, how does that affect the crop's yield potential? But for now, they just want to see the crops get in the ground. And I don't think we're going to see too many significant delays or moves toward prevent plant. Will there be some flipping of acres? Very possibly. I've even heard that we may be a little bit more spring wheat in the northern belt than what was originally anticipated. But right now, we're not looking for any major acreage flips as a result of this.
So it's just idle chatter that we're seeing at this point then.
Yeah, I think we go forward now and we set the stage as we look back at the correlations between planting delays and crop yield. There's quite a significant correlation in the northwestern Midwest, particularly in Minnesota and Dakotas, because that's where the freezes come in earliest typically. As you get in the central and eastern Midwest, the correlation gets very weak. Planting late simply increases your risk, reduces your margin for error if you have other problems during the growing season, like an early freeze or like heat during pollination, etc. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. Right now, the models are coming together more and more, expecting a hot, wet summer in the Midwest. And our biggest concerns, it looks like most of the heat they're looking at will be from nighttime lows being elevated rather than daytime highs because of all the humidity in the air, if in fact that plays out as expected. So that's something we're going to have to watch. 2010 is a great example of where we saw reduced corn yields, particularly in the central and eastern Midwest, because of high nighttime temperatures.
So as we switch over to the livestock side, how close to the knife are packers at this point?
Yeah, they slowed down the chain speed on the cattle side and got their wish. Right ahead of Memorial Day weekend, they tightened up the supply and when demand was high, and they got those choice cuts up there, up to around, what was it, around $313 per hundredweight, and that really helped their margins. And so the cash market's been pushing higher. We did see a little bit of trade up in the Nebraska area, 192 yesterday, to some regional packers, a few hundred head, no significant trade yet. In the Southern Plains, they're expecting another $2 higher. The feeders are hoping for around 188. The board moving higher because the cash is trading above the board, which is the opposite of what we're seeing dynamic-wise in the hog market right now. But overall, we still have those heavy carcass weights, so we still need to move these cattle. We're not very current because the packers have been slowing down this chain speed. We need to be able to see the structure change so we can move these cattle and get more current. We got that big cattle on feed report coming on Friday, and that's expecting on feed numbers to be down about 1% from year ago levels. Marketing's to be down because of two less business days during this year versus last year during the month of April. But on feed numbers generally down about 1%. I think that's generally priced into the market right now. We're also starting to take that cattle market now close to the old March highs, which I anticipate will be some resistance.
All right. As always, a great conversation, Arlen. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com or over on X, formerly Twitter, ArlenFF101.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Check it out as a podcast at RuralRadioNetwork.com or wherever you subscribe. That's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group, with over 60 years of auction experience. This year, the Cooperative Extension Service celebrates its 110th birthday. That's more than a century of bringing agricultural research out of America's land-grant institutions and putting it into practice on farms and ranches. And it's just as important today as it was back then. I'll be back with more in a moment. Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction. Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. The year was 1914. America's land-grant colleges and universities, established by the 1862 Morrell Act, had been turning out fresh agricultural research for over 50 years. But that research wasn't translating to changes in farming practices. The schools needed a way to connect their work with the work being done by farmers across the country, and the solution was the creation of the Cooperative Extension Service. Extension links three key groups together: land-grant universities with their deep research background, the USDA with its funding and national reach, and local agents to keep farmers connected with the work being done. And for the past 110 years, that system has celebrated a number of accomplishments, helping farmers increase output during both world wars and educating rural residents on nutrition science, home economics, and agronomy. These crucial responsibilities are still practiced by extension agents today, and with the recent rise in livestock diseases globally, H5N1 here in the U.S., foot and mouth disease in parts of Asia and South America, or African swine fever around the world, bringing the latest research on biosecurity to farms and ranches has taken on a new level of importance. Recently, the Oregon State University Extension Service announced a new initiative to help ranchers tighten up their biosecurity practices, funded by a $75,000 grant through the USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture. Dr. Sergio Arispe, associate professor in ag sciences at Oregon State, will oversee the program, which is aimed at cattle producers in three western states. When the grant was written, Dr. Arispe was primarily concerned with the risk of foot and mouth disease returning to the United States, but he says the mitigation measures to protect production and market risk would be similar for any foreign disease that would begin to spread rapidly. The OSU Extension Program has a goal of training 500 cattle producers across California, Oregon, and Idaho on local, state, and national protocols that would go into effect if there were a foreign animal disease outbreak. I'll have more after this.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Foreign animal diseases can change an industry overnight, and keeping abreast of the requirements and responsibilities if a disease were reported is one way to safeguard the cattle herd and keep ranches in operation regardless of what comes. Learn more about this program from the Oregon State University Extension website. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction experience. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 50s tonight. Sunshine for tomorrow, maybe a late day storm and a high near 80. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday. The wind starts to pick up as well. It cools down to the upper 60s for a high. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 67 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind. Gets crazy on a full moon. Well, I know she'll be coming back. Her car's waiting right outside. But I don't want to think about who's taking her. Kind of like a lost and found in a border town.
still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy on a full moon. She's out there somewhere, burning up the night. Somehow I got to run her down. I'm running.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Sitting on a bench at West Town Mall, he sat down in his overalls and asked me, "You waiting on a woman?" And I nodded yeah and said, "How about you?" He said, "Son, since 1952 I've been waiting on a woman." When I picked her up for our first date, I told her I'd be there at 8. And she came down the stairs at 8:30. She said, "I'm sorry that I took so long. Didn't like a thing that I tried on. But let me tell you, son, she sure looked pretty. Yeah, she'll take her time, but I don't mind waiting on a woman." He said the wedding took a year to plan. You talk about an anxious man. I was nervous waiting on a woman. And then he nudged my arm like old men do and said, "I'll say this about the honeymoon, it was worth it waiting on a woman." And I don't guess we've been anywhere. She hasn't made us late, I swear. Sometimes she does it just cause she can do it. Boy, it's just a fact of life. It'll be the same with your young wife. Might as well go on and get used to it. She'll take her time, 'cause you don't mind waiting on a woman. Somewhere statistics show the man's always the first to go. And that makes sense, 'cause I know she won't be ready. So when it finally comes my time and I get to the other side, I'll find myself a bench and they've got it. I hope she takes her time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman. Honey, take your time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman.
Someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door? really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. See, it felt so right when she held me tight. How could I be so blind? Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Time love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who